Hello and welcome to the 23rd episode. Yeah, the 23rd episode in the third season of the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nut, but here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and sprinkled with some surprises throughout. I am not quite sure what we have lined up for this podcast, but it's going to be a good one, and we are getting closer and closer to season 3 finale, and we have a super special guest coming on the season 3 finale. I will let you guys know who that is next episode, so hit the follow button so you guys can get notified when the next episode comes out and you can hear who our super special guest is going to be. All right, anyway, let's get on with it. Sit back, relax, and away we go. Has been almost a fucking year since I put out a new podcast, so we're gonna try to get this one out there. I really enjoy doing podcasts. I used to be able to do it all the time, and I'm gonna try to get back into it and start setting aside time for myself to do my podcasts because it was something I enjoyed. So let's see here, what the fuck has happened since we last spoke? A lot. Goddamn, so much stuff has happened. Hey, Dick, what, bad man? Did you tell him about my gains? Your what? My gains. The fuck are you talking about? Batman had a lot of gains. Did you tell them about that? What do you mean you've had a lot of gains? You know, gains, bro. I went to the gym and I've been lifting weights and I got gains, bro. Gains on gains on gains. Okay, that sounds a little bit gay, but it's not gay, Batman's not gay. I got gains. G-A-Y-N-E-S. Yeah, that's not how you spell gains. Yes, it is. No, it's not. You don't spell gains G-A-Y-N-E-S. Yes, you do. G-A-Y-N-E-S. Gains. How do you think you spell it? It's G-A-I-N-E-S. No, gay is spelled G-A-Y. Gains. 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 Do I really need to spell this out for you?
Batman, I think you're the one who might need it spelled out for you.
No, I can spell, and I spelled it already. G-A-Y-N-E-S. That's how you spell gains. I don't have time for this shit. Why did you even call me over here?
I didn't call you over here. I started recording this, and then you just sauntered into the room and sat down and started talking.
I sauntered. So now you're calling me gay?
Everybody can saunter. Not just gay people saunter.
Yeah, but you're calling me gay.
No, Batman, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I think you're calling me gay. That's not nice. I don't think I really want to hang out with you anymore.
Oh, my fucking God. Batman, if you don't want to hang out with me anymore, the door is right there.
Oh, and let me guess. Don't let it hit me where the good Lord split me, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the door's right there. If you don't want to fucking hang out with me, don't let it hit you on your ass on the way out.
Whoa, I mean, can I get a hit off that joint first?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Oh my God, that's so good. Okay, Batman's calmed down now. Off of one fucking hit? Yeah, it didn't take me much to get stoned. Okay. Double little two stoned. I should have taken 2 hits.
I mean, you're 2 stoned. Can anybody actually get 2 stoned?
Yeah, I can get the spins, asshole. Jesus Christ. I still got a tummy ache from all the trick-or-treats last night.
All right, let's get on to the next segment.
This was a segment on what? On the, are you doing the podcast again?
Oh my God, you don't listen when I talk, do you?
Huh?
Oh my God.
So, something I haven't done in quite a while, let me get a joint here ready for this, segment. because that's how, you know, I used to do it on the YouTube with the scary stoner movies. Scary stoner movie reviews. I'd get super stoned. I'd watch a scary movie and the reactions, I guess, people enjoyed watching. Anyway, anywho, I haven't watched a scary movie in a while. I finally watched one last night called Cobweb that came out this year in 2023. And I will say that I was, I'm not going to give away too much of it, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to review it. If you haven't watched Cobweb yet, go do it. If you want to skip ahead to the next segment, skip ahead a few minutes. Anyway, I at first was impressed with how quickly it got into the action of what was going on in the movie. A little boy is hearing things in his wall in his bedroom at night and asking for help, and his parents are getting frustrated and upset and stuff. And anyway, so like the movie is really fucking good up until a certain point. I think it was like the last 30 minutes was just fucking ridiculous. It was so fucking dumb. Like, I think dumb is an understatement. It was terrible. It was fucking terrible. And now I'm telling you to go watch it and make an opinion for yourself. But my personal opinion is, there's a certain point when rat poison is involved, and you know what's coming, because the mom and the dad are talking about how their soup that they're eating tastes like cinnamon. And so watch the movie and you'll find out what the fuck I'm talking about. But around that point is when the movie just takes a turn for the fucking, are you fucking kidding me right now? And that's I feel like I wasted a lot. I should have just shut the movie off at the point where it stopped being scary and started being like, oh, what the fuck, man? Because it was really fucking scary up until the last fucking 30 minutes. And it was like, bro, are you fucking shitting me? So, that being said, my review, I am going to give it out of 10. Honestly, I'm going to give it a 4. It would have had like a 9 or 10 out of 10 had it continued what it was doing. But it, in the last half hour, it lost 5 to 6 points. Like, seriously. 4 out of 10, Cobweb. It's on Hulu. Go check it out before it disappears so you can see what a fucking train wreck it was. All right, let's get on to the next segment. Hey, Dick. What's up, Batman? What the fuck is this little purple thing you've got?
That's my little teddy bear, dude.
What? Why do you have a teddy bear?
That's my Luca bear. It's for my... You see the cartridge screwed into its head?
Wait, so this is like a little dab pen?
Yeah, it's my Luca bear. It's a little stoner bear. With his little eyes. He's fucking... You press his nose and his... Well, I guess you press his mouth and his eyes and his nose lights up between his eyes and watch.
This fucker hits hard too. Oh,
but yeah, it was like, I don't know, I don't remember. It wasn't that much at the pot shop down here by the port.
Well, you're smoking out of a teddy bear.
yeah, I'm also smoking on a joint, smoking out of a teddy bear. What's it to you?
Well, you know how you kept saying you weren't gay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're wearing a bright pink sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You have a little pink purple teddy bear.
It's not a pink purple, it's purple.
I don't care. You have a little purple teddy bear that you're sucking on. Come on.
You don't see how, like, one might come to a conclusion that you may be a little bit, flamboyant?
That doesn't mean I'm gay.
But you're agreeing that you're a little bit flamboyant.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you didn't deny it, though, when I just said, you're a little bit flamboyant. And then you said, well, it doesn't mean I'm gay.
I know what I just said.
Yeah, but that's what you meant, was that it doesn't mean that you're gay, but it means that you could be a little bit gay because you're flamboyant.
Batman, that's not what I said at all. You're just trying to fuck with me because I'm stoned.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? I know you are.
No, I'm not definitely for sure. Just like you're not definitely for sure gay.
No, you definitely are trying to fuck with me.
Then you definitely are for sure gay.
Shut the fuck up. Batman, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
What? You look like you're doing something.
No, I'm not doing nothing over here. I'm just sitting here. I'm gonna light up a joint, though, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know, man. It looks like you're fucking up to something over there.
Oh, come on, Dick. I'm not up to nothing over here. I was just sitting here thinking.
Okay. What were you sitting over there thinking about that you needed to make the face that you were making?
Who the fuck says I need to make a specific face when I'm thinking? I can't just be thinking with, like, different faces.
But the face that you were making wasn't like you were thinking. It was like you were focusing on doing something.
Maybe I was thinking about needing to focus about doing something.
All right, whatever. What were you thinking about?
Actually, it was, a thinking, Dick. I was wondering, Dick, you ever just pissed your pants?
What? What the fuck are you, what? What do you mean if I ever just pissed my pants? Give me that joint.
Here.
What the fuck are you talking about? I haven't ever just pissed my pants. Well, I mean, like, maybe when I was a kid, but it wasn't, like, on purpose, necessarily.
Yeah.
It was because I was a kid.
You should say excuse you.
What?
You burped. You should say excuse you.
Shut up. Why are you asking me? Why were you thinking about that? Why did the fuck did you ask me that?
Why did I ask you what?
What about pissing my pants?
Because I haven't. I was just wondering if you have.
Batman, were you sitting over there pissing your pants?
No.
Why'd you answer so quick?
Because I didn't.
What? You didn't what?
I didn't do what you said I did.
I didn't say you did anything. I asked you if you did something. Now you're kind of fucking acting like you're did what I said you might have done. You pissed your pants, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Oh, I swear I didn't, but I gotta head back to the bad cave for a few minutes.
Because you pissed yourself.
No, I didn't piss myself, Dick. God, it just rained in my lap.
What?
It rained in my lap. You didn't see it because it was underneath the table where there was a rain cloud in here. It was underneath the table and above my lap. And now my pants are wet. I gotta go. I'll see you in a bit.
Oh my God, he fucking pissed himself.
No, I didn't, Dick!
Alright, well, that's gonna wrap up the 23rd episode. I didn't realize that this was episode 23. If I would've realized that, I would've got my shit together a lot fucking quicker. And I would have started recording because there's only 2 more episodes left in season 3 and then we're on to season 4. Season 4 is going to kick off before 2024, that I promise you. I know that we have 2 months left, but that's plenty of fucking time. I'm not going to get into Spotify's top 10 again this year for
podcast release, but 2024, I'm gonna fucking do it. I'm gonna be releasing a podcast, 1 to 2 podcasts every single week in 2024. If not 3 to 4 podcasts, we will see what kind of time I have on my hands. I'm gonna start doing podcasts when I'm tattooing too, and seeing if people want to be like on the podcast. We can do like Q&A segments with them and whatever, and like get to know my clients that I'm tattooing and shit. I've actually done over 100 tattoos now in total, not on 100 different people. A lot have been done on myself, but I've done over 100 tattoos now. So, I mean, that's a pretty good accomplishment there in itself. I'm pretty close to being licensed in the state of Washington as well for a tattoo artist. And then I'm going to be getting my own shop, or I don't know, seeing if there's a shop, established shop up in the city that's got an open chair. Anyway, I know this one was a little bit shorter than normal, but the next two will be a lot longer. And then obviously the season finale, I think we're going to be doing like, I don't know, 2 or 3 parts, 2, 3, maybe 4 parts to make it a total of an hour, but you know, like 20 minutes at a time to give, to make it a lot easier for you guys to listen to the season finale, because I've been hearing that the season finales are just a little bit too long, and I've even had troubles listening to my own season finales, and I'm the one who fucking recorded them, and they still make me giggle every now and then. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We are still listening to in 23 different countries, so share, invite. Make sure you leave fucking reviews on the apps that you can leave reviews. I forgot what all apps we're on. I know we're mostly listening to on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of shit that you can listen to us on. I think I said that right. I don't know. I'm pretty fucking tired and stoned and shit's just shit. Anyway, thank you guys again for tuning in. We will see you guys again next episode, which will be coming out in a few days. So sit back, relax, and I almost got into the fucking intro again. You guys know what's going on. All right, I'll see you guys soon. Yeah. I was trying to think if there's something else. Oh, yeah. We'll see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.
Hello and welcome to part 3 in the season 3 finale of the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the hosts of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutbutt, and joining me today is going to be Bad Man and a few other people, and we are going to record a podcast. Duh, the fuck are you listening to? Anyway, I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say, but, it was going to be good. I know that. Dick, you always think it's going to be good. And guess what? Spoiler alert. It's never that good. Fuck you, Batman. No, thank you. You keep offering, and the Batman keeps telling you I'm not like that, Dick. Okay? I am not like that. All right? So just keep dreaming, but it's never gonna happen, buddy.
I didn't mean it like that. I mean, go fuck yourself.
I took care of that last night.
Ew, dude, I don't need to fucking know that.
You're the one who told me to go fuck myself.
Oh my god. All right, stop before this even gets more out of hand. We've got some clips coming up, maybe some highlights. We'll figure that out. He's frazzled with me. All right. Without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go.
God, that's so stupid.